First Peter 3, 1 to 7. I'm reading from the Amplified Bible this morning. In the same way, you wives, be submissive to your own husbands, subordinate, not as inferior, but out of respect for the responsibilities entrusted to husbands and their accountability to God, and so partnering with them so that even if some do not obey the word of God, they may be won over to Christ without discussion by the godly lives of their wives. When they see your modest and respectful behavior together with your devotion and appreciation, love your husband, encourage him, and enjoy him as a blessing from God. Your adornment must not be merely external, with interweaving and elaborate knotting of the hair, and wearing gold jewelry, or being superficially preoccupied with dressing in expensive clothes, but let it be the inner beauty of the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable quality and unfading charm of a gentle and peaceful spirit, one that is calm and self-controlled, not over anxious, but serene and spiritually mature, which is very precious in the sight of God. For in this way, in former times, the holy women who hoped in God used to adorn themselves, being submissive to their own husbands and adapting themselves to them, just as Sarah obeyed Abraham, following him and having regard for him as head of their house, calling him Lord, and you have become our daughters if you do what is right without being frightened by any fear. That is, being respectful towards your husband, but not giving in to intimidation, nor allowing yourself to be led into sin, nor to be harmed. In the same way, you husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, with great gentleness and tact, and with an intelligent regard for the marriage relationship, as with someone physically weaker, since she is a woman, show her honor and respect as a fellow heir of the grace of life, so that your prayers will not be hindered or ineffective. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you need a caption for or a title for this message, you can put it as marital truths. Marital truths. As a pastor, one area that I have encountered a lot of resistance is in the area of marriage, where a lot of people think they know, oh, I've been married for XYZ years, so I don't need to go for counseling. What new thing can I be taught? Hallelujah. I have a statement for you. You may never know the truth if you already have an opinion. Praise the Lord. As a matter of fact, you will not know the truth when you have a preconceived mind, a preconceived notion. We have to understand, like I shared with us last week, that marriage is not Nigerian made. Marriage is not American made. Marriage is not any country made. It's not any culture made. Marriage is God made. And must be run through God's instructions, or with God's instruction. Praise the Lord. Before we delve in into this scripture that we have read, because there's so much to glean from it, hopefully we'll have enough time. The first thing I want to proffer this morning is, whether you're married, you're planning to get married, you hope to be married, you are believing God to be married, husband and wife must have time for one another. For the marriage to thrive, for any relationship to thrive, husband and wife must create time for one another. The wife cannot be too busy for the husband. The husband cannot be too busy for the wife. Every relationship thrives when time is created. Your relationship and my relationship with God thrives when we create time for fellowship with God. Praise the Lord. And not just the wife creating time for her husband, the husband creating time for the wife, they both must create time for their children. Children of these days are nurtured by TV. And maybe you can afford it. They are nurtured by nannies. And they grow up not knowing their parents. Praise the Lord. The Bible says here about the submission of wives. But it says the submission is not by force. But God instructs that a woman submit herself to her own husband. In the sense that treat your husband as your head. Treat your husband as your king, as your prince. Portray him as the most important person in your life. And if you are married, a married woman, your husband is the most important person in your life. Outside Christ, not your children. I'll repeat it again. Your children are not the most important to you as a woman. Your husband is most important to you. And as a man, your children are not the most important to you. Your job is not the most important to you. Your wife is the most important person to you. You must carry each other along. Treat your husband. You know, a lot of women in church respect their pastor so much that they disrespect their husband at home. This pastor that doesn't live with you, you just see him once in a while. Hello, sir. Hello, sir. Yes, sir. And you don't treat your husband like that. You don't honor your husband like that. How do you serve your husband at home? Oh, pastor, don't go there. We both work. When I cook, his food is in the microwave. No, you don't. You are not a wife. Because the moment you start treating your husband like that with food and not honoring him on the table and his belly, guess what? There are some trash cans outside that will look delicious to him. I'm telling you. I call them trash can because when a man start going out, he's leaving the table going to the trash can. But when another woman presents palatable, pastor, sir, I just want to present this to you. And the presentation beats the one of your wife. You start looking forward to that presentation again. You have to treat your husband in a way whereby he doesn't remember anything outside at all again. Since you've been married, The same plate you have been using to serve your husband is still the same plate. You pick any cutlery set you like or silverware. My wife knows me. Any plate. I like good plates. I like good plates. I'm a mug freak, plate freak. Let's put it like that. Sometimes you see me on websites looking for plates. I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. Any plate, you know, sometimes you put them in the washing machine. By the time you bring them out, they have some chips. Don't serve me with that kind of plate. I beg you. No. No. My wife won't serve me with that kind of plate. Because, well, you are used to him. So, it doesn't matter anymore. No, it does matter. It does matter. Why am I honing on food? The way to a man's heart, they say, and it's true. It's true, his belly. It's how you treat him. If you don't treat him right, he won't remember you again. He will start looking for the person that will treat him right. I've intermeddled in marriages before, severally. Some I had to fly out of the country because by God's grace, this marriage must not break. They are my spiritual children. You don't know them. And one of the things one of those guys said, he was like, Pastor, tell my wife to cook for me. He says, the only reason why I misbehaved, she's always working. She doesn't have time to cook for me. So this woman in church started cooking for me. And from cooking, it led to another eating. And then there's a problem. As much as he misbehaved, he said something right. You are neglecting me. You've taken me for granted. You see, if you are born in America, it might not matter to you. You can go to Chick-fil-A anytime and you are okay, you are satisfied. You order pizza in. Babe, you know what? We're doing takeaway tonight. Take out. But African men, they are not takeout people. Praise the Lord. Once a while, takeout is okay. But they want to eat good food. Praise the Lord. I'm not saying the wife is the cook and must always cook and she's there because of food. No, that is not it. We're talking about truths, marital truths. This is part of how a woman submits to her husband. Today, I'm not going to talk about sex. If you are waiting for me to talk, I'm not talking about sex. There are other things more important than sex. Praise the Lord. In submission to a husband, what do you say to the man? How do you speak to him? Even especially when he offends you. Your mouth becomes like fireman water hose. Anything that comes out is what you say. And later you say, honey, I didn't mean it. It's a lie, you meant it. It's already in your subconscious. So you had the opportunity. What you speak into your husband's life can either build him up or emasculate him. Have you seen your mates? Look at your mates. Do you know what your mates are doing? Look at how they are treating their wives. What she won't tell you is, your mate's wife, look at how they are treating their husbands. And when you are a woman, you are always pointing out the fault of your husband. You are going to destroy your marriage. Because each time you put that man down, you kill something that is most important to him, and that is his ego. God put you there in his life to help him massage it. At work, they don't care about his ego. His boss, who is also a woman, can talk to him anyhow. But he wants to come home into his kingdom, into his domain. And you two now take your microphone and talk to him anyhow. It reminded me of a story of an ambassador, a woman. Because of her, the man left his job. And they went on this mission. And the woman will be in the office. She's the boss. She talks to everybody as the boss, as the head, anyhow. And then she brought it home. Peter, can you pick my bag in the car? Okay, no problem. I mean, sometimes I help my wife pack, take her bag from the car into the car. Not because she demands it. And now, when it becomes a regular thing, Peter, where are my shoes? Don't you know where to put it? I think 2 years passed or so. She left for work. As she left for work, Peter too packed his things and left the house. The house doesn't belong to any one of them anyway. She came back home. Peter! Silence met her. There was no more Peter. Then her eyes opened. That I've treated my husband like my staff. I've treated my husband like he was nothing. Because you're an ambassador at work and a boss, you are a wife at home. Praise the Lord. You are a wife at home. That is why, if you as a man, you have inferior complex of who you are, and because your wife is doing better than you, and you now decide to pull her down, and to discourage her, and to kill that thing, you're not a real man. Real men encourage their wives. Real men are not threatened that they are the head. They are not threatened about their position. The woman sees that it's my husband's grace that I'm enjoying. Because if my husband says I should sit, then I have to sit. I've shared with us before, back in Nigeria, I wasn't told I was there. This was a bank director. The husband was a Catholic. She's a prominent member of our church. One of the highest tithers and givers in the church. And one day, she came and said to my pastor, and said, my husband said, I can't come to this church anymore. I was waiting for what the pastor would say. That, well, don't mind him. You are serving God, not him. No, my pastor said, well, he didn't say you shouldn't serve God anymore. He just said you can't come to church. So sit at home. What he says is what you should do. Because the church is meant to keep home. It's meant to build the home, not to destroy the home. Is somebody getting me? Don't be, oh, you are so much anointed. How dare you? Are you the one I'm worshiping? How can you tell me not to go to church? You see what the Bible says there. It says, in the same way you wives be submissive to your own husbands, subordinate, not as inferior, but out of respect for the responsibility entrusted to husbands and their accountability to God. Your husband is the one who is accountable to God for any action he forces you to take. And so partnering with them so that even if some do not obey the word of God, they may be won to Christ without discussion, but by the godly lives of their wives. Oh, okay, honey. If that's what you want, then no problem. Can we pray together? No problem. You don't want to pray? No problem. Have you eaten? Don't maltreat him because he doesn't believe the way you believe. Praise the Lord. Because you are more spiritual than him, doesn't make you your head. A woman can never be the head of a man. At work, maybe, but not at home. Praise the Lord. Treat him right. Treat him like your king. Treat him like you would treat that father you had who was so nice to you. You loved your dad. You appreciated your dad. You'll do anything for your dad. Treat that man like that. I hope you had a good father. Praise the Lord. Because some people might not have a good father. There's so many things for me to say. Let me touch on children quickly. Husbands and wives, wives especially, when the babies begin to come, the husband becomes an addendum. It's a danger line to toe. It's a danger line to toe. It's not that the man should not understand that the woman needs to take care of the children, but don't, because of the children, neglect your marital responsibilities to your husband. Don't ignore him. Don't put the children before him. Guess what? Those suckers are going to leave. They're going to leave. Are you going to live with them? Then it will remain you and that man that you treated as a second-class citizen. Because our children are not our own. We are raising them. Guess what? That girl, that boy that God gave you, they are not yours. You are nurturing that girl as a wife for some other guy. You are nurturing that boy up as a husband for another wife, for another girl. So, when they see you relegate their father, guess what? Your daughter too, when she grows up and gets married and begins to have children, she'll do the same thing. The boy will have resentment. And then problem can start from there. What am I saying here? There has to be a balance. This is serious talk. There has to be what? Balance. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That boy, that girl that God gave you, somebody is already making them their prayer point. That Lord give my son a good wife. And that good wife might be your daughter. You don't know. I don't know. But somebody is praying for them. Like my wife and I, we pray for our children's spouse in the future. Yes, they are little now, but we are praying for their spouse. We are praying for the person they are going to marry. That they are not going to marry the wrong person. So if you had a mindset that, oh, I wish my son or my daughter will marry pastor's children, I lie. If you don't raise them well, because the prayer I'm praying is that they will be the right one. So raise them up as the right one. Let them see how you honor their father. And husbands, let them see how you love your wife. Let them see how you put love on your wife. You lavish love on your wife. Because they are going to learn from you. I hold my wife, I kiss my wife in the presence of my children. You know, children, ew, dad, what is, or sometimes they just run out. Yes, run out. It's none of your business. Praise the Lord. But there's something in them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes my daughter will come and say, "Dad, I know who your girlfriend is." I said, "Really? Are you sure?" She said, "Yes. It's mom." I said, "Of course. You got it right." I buy my wife gifts. I understand my wife's love language. You see, my wife likes nice gifts, especially jewelry. She was born like that in their family. It's a family thing for them. I don't wait for an occasion to lavish my wife with love and gifts. I don't wait for an occasion to speak nice, loving words to my wife. And she, to me, the same. Praise the Lord. Spend time. Cultivate each other. Build up each other with encouragement. Renewing your confidence. Together. Making time for each other does not have to end up in the bedroom. That's a bonus. Amen. Don't allow the life you've lived before be the most interesting part of your life. Oh, you remember when we used to court? You remember those days, if a man is telling his wife, "You remember when I used to drive long distance and come to your house and take you out?" I'm sure if it was my wife, she'd be looking at you like that. Because her mind is, "We are now here. You are talking of before. What have you done now? What are you doing now? You used to drive from Gardiner to come and visit in those days when she was living in Missouri City. And you didn't care about how many hours drive it was. But now your wife say, "Oh, honey, can you get..." I'm tired. Not be your fault. You don't see me finish. But in those days, you know what you used to do? You can't wait to leave work. And you are saying, "I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not..." Remember when you used to buy me in those days? You don't visit me without putting something in the bag and say, "Oh, honey, you see, look at what I bought you. Now you go and bring plastic flower and you say you bought me something." Did I not give you money for food for the house? Is that what we're talking about? Some African men are dead unromantic. And our wives are dying for it. Make me feel important. Amen. There is more ahead of you. Come on, I said there is more and better ahead of you. Amen. Amen. You can relive certain part of your marital life again. You go out. Old hands. Some husband and wife don't hold hands anymore. But in those days, you can't but just hold her, even by force. "I must hold you by force." Even those days, you used to carry a bag. Remember? When you go to our office, she closes from work. You are the one that will even help her carry her bag. You are carrying the bag one hand and you are holding her the other. But today, not lie. Let's go back to how you started to know each other. Amen. When was the last time you said those things you used to say to each other. Then, when was the last time you said it? Now. Those platitudes. When she even did something you didn't like, you didn't get angry, you didn't show it. You swallowed it. Now it's like a tiger that has caught his prey. I will eat you finish. How dare you? Praise the Lord. Those things that brought warmth to your heart. Do you still appreciate each other? Do you still look forward to your spouse's presence? Or in your mind, I wish I don't have to go home. Or, he's coming again. God have mercy. God have mercy. When you look at your spouse, where do you see him or her? Do you see them behind you? Or you see them beside you? A husband should not be too far from his wife. A wife should not be too far behind or ahead of the husband. Should be beside one another. Appreciate one another. What you continue to appreciate, we continue to give. We continue to produce. Over the years, begin to trim those things that are not producing for you. And nurture the things that are producing. A woman should know the kind of language she speaks to her husband that just melts his heart. Whatever you want, I'll give you. Even to half of my kingdom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can start the most wonderful part of your marriage today. Amen. Don't stop talking to each other. Let me tell you something. I'm not a woman rapper, but I love talking to my wife all the time. We are at home together. The moment I get into the car, maybe I'm coming to church, she's at home. The moment I get into the car, guess who I call first? I just left home. I'm calling her and we will talk, laugh and talk until I get to church. The moment I leave church, bam, the same thing. Today we came in different cars. She will go her own. I'll stay behind. The moment I enter the car, guess who I call? It's my wife. And we will talk until I get home. By the grace of God, we celebrated our 10th year. Just 2 days ago. Amen. If you don't rejoice for us, we are already rejoicing for ourselves. You know. And I know some of us have been married longer. I can't tell you my situation. Some of you have not been married as much as I have either. And I understand what I'm talking about. Amen. Amen. Now, the things you talk about, if your subject matter, what you are talking about today, was the same thing you talked about last week and the week before, something is wrong. Something is wrong. So we are going over the same matter. Because if what we are talking about now is what we talked about yesterday, is what we talked about last week, nothing has changed. We have to pick a new subject. We have to say something different. You know? Oh, you know what? And I, you know, it was downstairs when I really looked at your hair. And I like that low cut. I've always told my wife, I love your low cut. It's sexy. I'm pastor and I'm a human being. You know, it's natural. No addition of somebody's hair on it. Perfect. perfect. And I know some of you men, you admire my wife. I don't mind. You can admire, it's okay. From a distance. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A husband's authority over his wife, over his household, must be just. Must be just. Oh my God, I have a whole lot of things to say. There's this guy who is having issues with his wife, as it were. As the girl is trying to move forward, he pulls her down because he's jealous that she's meeting people. He's afraid that in meeting people, she will leave him behind. The businesses she started, it ruined them. Their landlord now sent them out of their house. He's always beating on her. This girl, now, God now blessed her. Before she got a house, the guy said, I'm not going to rent a new house. He said, the only criteria that will make me rent a new house, you have to cancel all your friends. You are not going to work. You are just going to be a permanent housewife. And the girl looked at him. You are not serious. The following week, she rented the house by herself. The guy went crazy. As a matter of fact, I encouraged her. I encouraged her. Authority must be just. It must be just. Don't relegate another human being because he's female. The Bible says they are weaker vessel. Weaker vessel in terms of frame, not in terms of mind, not in terms of intellectuality, not in terms of human being. Some women are smarter than their husband. A lot of women are smarter in school than the boys. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A woman is by no means inferior. Neither is she superior. The Bible says we are joint heirs together. Joint heirs together. Over the years, we have seen the quality of women advance and men are still playing catch up. Women are the ones going to school more than men. I've had the nonsensity of a man who will say, well, I sent my wife to school. Fine. When you sent her to school, what were you doing? What were you doing? That's not a reason for the woman to now to disrespect him. But at least as you are improving, are you to improve? As my wife shows up nicely dressed, guess what? And I come out, I'm tattered, God forbid. God forbid. I don't need any prayer about that one. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. If your mind is not developing to dominate, you'll lose your position. Your stature will be useless. Who cares about stature? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I read a statement. I'm going to close with this. Oh, time is up. But permit me to read this statement. It was written by one William Golding. There's a whole lot to talk about. A British playwright and a poet on understanding women. And this is for all men. He said, and I quote, I think women are foolish to pretend they are equal to men. If you stop at that statement, you'll be taken aback. What? He says, but they are far superior and have always been. Why? He said, whatever you give a woman, she will make it better. Give her your reproductive fluid, she will give you a baby. If you give her a house, she will give you a home. If you give her groceries, she will give you a meal. If you treat her right, she will give you a heart. And the moment a man can capture a woman's heart, you have captured all of her life. There is nothing that woman will not do for you. There is nothing. If you know how to treat her, how to nurture her, how to appreciate her, the Bible says that the men also ought to respect and honor their wives. Don't disregard your wife in public and then get home and say, honey, who is your honey? If you didn't honey me out there, you think there will be honey here? No. You are drinking water. What else can they leak? You can take lolly. This honey, no honey. No honey here. Praise the Lord. She multiplies and improves whatever is given to her. So if you give her rubbish, guess what? She will give you a lorry load of it. The most challenging person you can offend, I don't know other word to use, is a woman. Don't offend a woman. She can ruin you as a man. She can ruin you. They know how to think better than you. They know how to plot better than you. Your own is physique, power, talk. But when a woman keeps quiet and you are maltreating her, you better go and beg her before she speaks. I want to encourage all married couples here. The scripture we read says in Psalm 133, verse 1, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. The Bible connotes that. That's the place where there is agreement. Where you can pray together and make things happen. Where your little can become so much. Where you have confidence in one another. Where you are intertwined together. Your heart is knit together. Your words have nurtured each other. You trust in each other's bosom. I want us to rise up. I want you to pray. Next week, I'm going to talk about singles, single parenthood, and a few other things about married people as well. I want you to talk to the Lord this morning and ask Him for fresh grace, for an outpouring of God's grace on your marriage. Where things have been so difficult, like rocks, like sand, that the grace of God will soften it. Teach me, Lord, to be the man I'm supposed to be. Teach me, Lord, to be the woman I'm supposed to be. Open your mouth and talk to God. Teach me, Lord, because you have given me this man, you have brought me. You have given me this woman. You have brought me into the love of this man. Make me a true helper. As a man, Lord, make me a nurturer. Make me a nurturer. Help me as I put you first, Lord, to put my wife first, to put my husband first, to elevate my family. Both spiritually, structurally, emotionally. Let me not be the downfall of my home. Lord, please let me not be the downfall of my home. Let your grace for agreement, let it come upon our household. Help us to see eye to eye. Even on subjects we don't see eye to eye. Help us to begin to see eye to eye. Help us to understand. Help me as a man to listen so that I can even hear the things that are not said. Help me as a woman to say the right words and to listen to know my husband. Talk to the Lord this morning.